Good morning, and thank you for listening. You've reached my podcast. My name is Scott Anderson, and today we're talking a little bit about the Veracity Project. Veracity, to seek the truth. Most of us spend most of our lives seeking the truth. It is something that we're trained to do at an early age. It's something that we seek. It's something that becomes a part of us as we become adults, because the truth is critical. One of the things that has really bothered me personally lately is the disregard for not only the truth, but the disregard for the reality of video. There was a person in the United States Congress who said that the events that occurred on January 6th were simply orderly tourists. The problem with that is threefold. First of all, orderly tourists don't break windows. And the other thing is, you see pictures of that particular congressman barricading the hall so that those tourists couldn't get in. As far as I know, having been a tourist in many countries, you don't barricade doors to prevent tourists from getting in. You actually allow them in. So the Veracity Project is my looking at how AI could be applied to information on the internet. I worry, and I often find that the information on the internet is at best bad, is at worst disinformation. And it becomes dangerous when it's disinformation, because effectively disinformation allows people to believe that what they hear is correct. What they hear is a fact, when it isn't a fact. In fact, it is something less than a fact. And so that's why I think the first application of artificial intelligence, which I disagree with the phrase artificial intelligence, it's created by humans, therefore it's not artificial in the sense that it is not real, it is not, it's a substitute for, but I don't like artificial sweetener. It's either a sweetener or it isn't a sweetener. The fact that it's artificial has no bearing on whether or not it makes something sweeter or more sour. An artificial sourer would in fact make something more sour, and an artificial sweetener makes something sweeter. Therefore, it's a sweetener or a sourer, if that's a word. Don't know that it's a word, but you get the idea or the concept. So the reality of the situation right now is, I believe, we need to have the concept of information brokers once again brought to the forefront. Information brokers exist today. They exist predominantly in the legal and medical professions. Lawyers utilize the various data aggregators that bring together all the tort and case law so that they can quickly review that information. They can see what the art of the possible is. They can understand what's been tried before, what's been done before, and they move forward. The same is true of medical professionals. If medical professionals were allowed to behave the way the rest of us behave sometimes, the world would be a different place, a very different place. It'd be a lot more people that probably died in the hospital because, the doctor read an article that bloodletting is the new thing again, right? I mean, many doctors today believe that President Washington would have survived his bout with pneumonia had he not been subject to the state-of-the-art medical treatment at the time, which was bloodletting. It weakened him, and then the pneumonia took over, and he died, right? That's the reality of the situation, was that, they shouldn't have done the bloodletting, but, people do that, and that's kind of the way the world operates today. So that disinformation becomes critical, because if you think about bloodletting, and you look at the history of bloodletting, bloodletting went away. It stopped being an accepted medical treatment, back in the 1850s. The other one that always intrigues me about medicine is that, doctors used to work with cadavers and then go work with patients. There was no stop to wash your hands in between. And that, actually used to cause patients to die, unfortunately, because there's things in a cadaver that you shouldn't necessarily have in the human body that's living. So, the medical profession has evolved, right? They have information validation all the way along the way. And you want that, right? You don't want to go to a doctor that says, well, we're going to root around in your head with a sharp stick, see what we can find. Well, you don't want that, right? You want a doctor that says, we're going to look for this, that, or the other thing. So the concept, the quality of information becomes critical. So what I would like to see is an AI that's capable of generating an information broker right? I go on the internet, I click a button, is this true? And the AI goes out and finds out from valid sources. And by the way, calling something fake news doesn't make it an invalid source. It simply makes it a source you don't like. So we would probably want to establish verified sources that were legitimate. We would probably want to see both sides, but I think when you have 10 news sources reporting a story one way and one reporting a story the other way, like the Russian judge in the Olympics, the old Russian judge joke, right? We're going to throw the Russian judge's score out, right? Because it's either too low for somebody that's not a Russian or too high for somebody that is a Russian. So we're going to throw that score out, and we're going to use the other 10 to present whether or not the story you've read is the truth. My name is Scott Anderson. All of the opinions in this podcast I believe to be true, but you should probably check and verify. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a great day.